This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We were talking about anger and the limits of anger and how we should react towards anger, or if someone curses you or swears and uses foul language, how should we react? And we talked about how we should react. And I would, inshallah ta'ala, continue more in this program about how to react. For example, an eye for an eye is limited by divine decree. One can perform one of the following three actions to someone who swears at him. He can either forgive him or her and remain silent or answer his bad language with good language. Or if he cannot do any of these, he can swear at the person just like the latter swore at him. For example, if someone called him stupid, he can reply, "You're the stupid one." But he does not have the right to say anything against his father, mother, or brother, or sister, and so on and so forth. He is not allowed to use foul language more than these kind of words, which are accepted in the social norms. For example, stupid, crazy. So there are limits of the words you can use. If that other person uses vulgar language, foul language, you're not allowed to use the same back. But when it comes to these words like stupid, crazy, these words are accepted. The Quran says, should anyone aggress against you, answer him in the manner he assail him in the manner he assailed you. One is unable to oppress the oppressor to a higher degree of oppression than he was oppressed himself. If one swears twice, responding to one swear, he has crossed the limits. So if you respond with two swears, then you have crossed the limit of what you were allowed to do. There is no eye for an eye regarding false accusations. The accused cannot claim that the accuser committed the crime that he says was committed. For example, the accused cannot accuse the accuser of committing adultery in return for a false accusation. That is another example of how we are not allowed to use the eye for an eye principle. When someone is accusing you for falsehood, for something you have not done, then you or we are not allowed to use false accusations against the other person when he or she has not done such a thing, or we do not have yaqeen, certainty, that he has done such a thing. We are not allowed to answer back with false accusation, even if we were accused of falsehood. What the accused can do is charge the accuser of making false accusations, and if it is confirmed, he will be punished according to the laws of that country. The danger here, and if that is not possible that he would be punished because of false accusation, know that Allah is the seer, the watcher, and he or she will be answerable on Judgment Day. The danger here is when one is losing control of one's tongue in the state of anger and saying more than one is allowed to say. So you say more than one is allowed to say, which results in becoming divinely responsible. You would be divinely responsible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you say things that you shouldn't have said. But in any case, one may respond with bad language if it is not a false accusation, lie, or slander, and not outside the limits. one's tongue easily goes out of control, and the only thing there is to control, it is the fear of Allah. Basically, the best thing you can do here, dear brothers and sisters, is to keep your silent. That is the ideal. The next step, which is even more ideal, is that you answer back with good language. The last or the lowest limit is that you answer bad language with bad language. If the person says that you're stupid, you say back that you are stupid yourself. But that is the lowest limit in this vertical line. If you imagine a vertical line, this would be the lowest limit. So the best one is to answer back with good language. Number two, to keep your silent. Number three, to answer back with the same words that that person used.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand it crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Another subtopic within this field is dignity and comfort in front of tribalism. Here we will mention a verse from Surah Al-Fath, when the faithless nourished bigotry in their hearts, the bigotry of pagan ignorance. Allah sent down His composure upon the Prophet and upon the faithful, and made them abide by the word of God wariness, piety, for they were the worthiest of it and deserved it. And Allah has knowledge of all things. The Arabs, dear brothers and sisters, in the age of ignorance, in addition to having satanic and animalistic anger, which we talked about in previous programs, were more racist and more tribalistic than other nations. According to a prophetic tradition, tribalism was the cause of their fall. Their tribalism made them arrogant, and because of it, they continued to accept the false slogans that their fellow tribesmen would say. If you did bad or good, the tribesmen should be behind you, in good and bad, in evil and the good. It did not matter at all what you did. The rule, the principle was that the tribesmen should be behind you. Or if you reached a position, the first thing you would do would put your family, tribalism, would put your family in different positions. And we still see this mentality of tribalism in many, many Muslim countries. So either we have not been rid of this mentality yet. The unbelievers had this spirit of ignorant tribalism. Well, Allah gave His Prophet and those who followed Him peace and comfort so that they had dignity in front of the unbelievers. For example, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. This verse was specifically revealed about the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, which has been mentioned in Islamic history. And the Messenger of Allah recited the peace treaty and the commander of the faithful wrote it down. The person who came as the ambassador of the Quraysh tribe said, "We do not know when they wrote in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful," on the top of the letter. This person X said, "We do not know the compassionate, the merciful." Nothing has reached us about this from our ancestors. Some Muslims complained and said that the sentence must remain as it was. But the Messenger of Allah said, "What should we write?" He asked the person. The person said, "Writing in your name, O Allah, is common amongst us." So the Prophet said, "Ali, erase what you wrote and write in your name, O Allah." This is not something so serious that one should fight over and ruin the peace treaty which is in the benefit of Islam and the Muslims. And we can practice that in our daily life. We should not pick up fights where there is not worth anything. There is not worth of fighting for something trivial. And when you can compromise, do compromise without compromising your deen, of course.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Love is all I need.